I Can Only Imagine 2 opens in theaters this weekend. It's the story of Bart Millard and his son Sam. Sammy Dell plays Sam. John Michael Finley plays Bart Millard in the movie, and Bart Millard stars as himself. Good morning, guys, and thanks for talking to us Canadians.
Hey, guys.
Oh. Hey there, eh?
What's up?
Oh, good one. Bart, let's start with you since you're right in the middle. This movie addresses kind of what our dreams become. They become real, but then they can become a problem. What would you say to people who get inspired to chase the prize like you did, but maybe just don't realize what it takes?
I mean, life happens regardless, whether you're, you know, in the valley or on the mountaintop. Like, it, I think there's a wisdom in remembering that if God's with you in the successes, he's also with you in the hard times. And yeah, it's the one thing we all have in common is hurt and pain, regardless of what we're doing in life. That's sadly one of the things that brings us together. And we're just not that, you know, we're not that far apart from each other. And so it's just a reminder, we're kind of in this together.
And John, how did you and Bart connect so that you were both on the same page, so that you as an actor understood what Bart was going through, so that you could portray this story correctly?
This time around, that was pretty easy. You know, we've had a 9-year friendship marinating now. And, you know, we did so much work on the first film that once the script was clear, once the storyline was clear, once the game plan was clear, we truthfully didn't have many conversations about the kind of nitpicky things. Bart has become a dear friend, and I've become, you know, fake dad to his kids, wonderful kiddos. And it was just an honor and a pleasure to step back into those shoes. And I think we kind of were on the same game plan.
Yeah, there's never an issue of like, is he going to do it the right way or whatever. I think I actually started being a different father just based off his cues. So,
wow. Okay, let's talk about that. Sammy, what impressed you about the son trying just to be independent, trying to be the one who follows the dream like his dad, but gets into, that conflict in his dad kind of prevents him?
Yeah, I feel like we can all, at least I will say for myself, I can resonate with that story about how I have these dreams and maybe they're not exactly what my dad was thinking of or hoping. And I can say that I have a great relationship with my dad, but we can all find that moment of misconnection that I feel like a lot of people need to know that they're not alone when that happens, and that we all go through things, but the vulnerability and being open to say that, you know, these are the cards that I'm being dealt in life right now, and I'm going to be opened, and I'm going to chase to the next opportunity. Those are the things that are important and that we all need to be honest about with ourselves.
Yeah. Art, what's it like to hand your story over to writers, actors, directors, gaffers? I mean, and sit back and watch them handle it.
This time around, it's pretty cool. Like, I kind of learned what to expect the first time, and it's kind of cool to be able to step back and try to watch it as a fan and watch the story kind of unfold. And you know, it's one thing to read it on paper, but when these guys show up, their interpretation of what's on that paper is always different, and it's pretty unique, and it's really therapeutic. Like, really? There's some scenes that may not have played out exactly that way in real life that had me in tears because it represented something so much bigger, especially with like how the band related with Sam and just like this one moment to where I'm like, yes, that represents everything they were to my son. And there are moments like that, you know, first movie, I was probably like, I don't know if that's exactly how it happened. This time around, I was like making sure they couldn't hear me crying off, you know, off to the side, because I was really moved by it and was able to step back and just watch it and enjoy it.
All right. All you guys did an amazing job in the movie, thoroughly enjoyed it. What do you want people to walk away with coming out of the theater or after streaming the movie, whatever it happens to be, or watching as a church?
Life is messy and it doesn't have to be perfect. Keep trying. Keep fighting.
Hope as a parent that you're not going to get it all right, but just be present. Keep trying.
Sammy? Yeah, be vulnerable. Be open with the things that are going on in your life, and know that there's a lot of other people that are there struggling with you, and it'll be better together.
Mm. I Can Only Imagine 2 opens in theaters this weekend. We've been speaking with Bart Millard, John Michael Finley, and Sammy Dell. Gentlemen, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.